Well, Teresa, let's talk about this event coming up Saturday. Tell us about what all is going to be happening.
Okay. We are hosting an event for National Crime Victims' Rights Week. We celebrate this event every year. We take it this time to celebrate our victims' progress, raise awareness of victims' rights and services, and stand with those who are forever impacted by being a victim of crime.
You're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of things going on, aren't you?
Yes, sir. We have a variety of different organizations and businesses that have volunteered their time to set up booths that will have games and prizes, food, drinks, a variety of different things. There are a lot of safety information because we have law enforcement and fire department and Corps of Engineers will all be there.
And this is all free, right?
Yes, absolutely free to everyone.
And it's for all ages.
Absolutely. It'll be fun for all ages. We'll have several games like Plinko, and that's just an example of one. there'll be face painting, rock painting. I have several different organizations that are creating games for the kids to play, but adults will enjoy that too, I'm sure.
Well, National Crime Victims' Rights Week. What is this week? Tell us about what it is.
So this week, we just take time to focus on our victims, you know, to give them an opportunity to take a break from the seriousness of their situation. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a bonding experience. That's how I try to use it, is I try to do something for our victims. Like one of our events that we have that week that is private is for only our victims of crime. And it is a painting night. And wow. So that painting night is just an opportunity for us to have fun and just kind of bond it outside of the work environment.
Gotcha. So, very good. Yeah. Now you're the victim witness coordinator in the Baxter County. So tell us, what does your job entail?
Okay, so at the prosecutor's office, of course, we have victims that range from whether you've had something stolen from you or on the very opposite end of the spectrum, you've lost a family member due to a murder. So what I try to do is I just work with those victims and help them navigate through the criminal justice system by keeping them updated on court dates and let them know a possible pleas, things like that. But it goes beyond just what happens in court. I try to help them get resources when they need it, if they need someone to talk to and they cannot get into a counselor. I tell them, come on in, you know, come see me, and just try to help them with whatever they need. One of the big services that we provide is if they have suffered any kind of significant financial loss, I help them fill out an application to try to gain that money back. The Attorney General's office has a crime reparations board that will give our victims funding for funeral expenses, medical bills, lost wages, a variety of different things.
That's great information. A lot of folks don't realize mm-hmm. this is available.
Yeah.
If somebody suffers a crime or something like this, how do they get in touch with you there?
You can contact me at the prosecutor's office at 870-425-2595, option 1.
All right. And the big event coming up Saturday, National Crime Victims' Rights Week. Where's this event going to be held? I don't think we talked about that.
Okay. It is located right behind the square at the intersection of East 6th Street and South Church. There is an old First Baptist Church located behind the square, and we're going to be doing this event in the parking lot. It'll be catty-cornered to the farmer's market, so it will be easy to find.
Very good. 11 till 2 Saturday. Teresa, hey, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.